Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Even with employment, inflation, and oil price challenges, the economy appears to be getting back to where we were before the pandemic started. Or could it be to an even better place? Bruce Yandel is Dean Emeritus at the College of Business and Behavioral Science and Alumni Professor of Economics Emeritus, both at Clemson University. He's also the Distinguished Professor of Economics at George Mason University's Mercatus Center, which publishes his Economic Situation Report. And today, we have him on the phone. Bruce, welcome back to the program.
Glad to be talking with you today, Mike.
So let's just dive right into this topic. The economy, at least in South Carolina, looks as if we are back to where we were pre-pandemic.
We certainly are looking good in South Carolina on that score. Better than the nation, I would say, Mike. And for the nation, if we're looking at something like the level of GDP, probably by September, the national economy will be back where we were before we rolled over the cliff. So those growth rates are abnormally high. The economy, in a sense, is grasping for that new territory. And it's a new economy, too. And, you know, there are a lot of sort of strange anomalies in this economy right now, Mike. Even though it feels good, the speed is up, there are sort of strange things going on that relate to the command and control under coronavirus that we all have lived with.
Okay, so some of these strange things, tell us what they are, and will they affect where we are heading economically?
Well, you know, if it weren't such a scary analogy, I would say we have something like a Frankenstein economy. By that I mean we have an economy that is being put together with major pieces as opposed to an economy that has sort of grown naturally the way it normally does in normal times. And so we have pieces that were practically shut down during the coronavirus. The travel sector, the restaurant sector, entertainment sector, and now it's grasping and coming back. And we've got sectors like construction that were not shut down, and they're roaring like gangbusters. And then we've got OPEC sitting over on the sidelines trying to figure out what in the world is going on. Are we going to be able to recover our share? So we've got bouncing prices on energy, housing prices going through the roof, and then we have other sectors that we'll probably notice the signs in front of some of the fast food restaurants, drive-through only, unable to find help for dining room service. And so those are some of the anomalies that are out there that I was speaking of, Mike.
Okay, so I'm getting a little bit worried now, Bruce. I was hoping you'd say that we are indeed headed to a better place here with this economy, but a Frankenstein economy kind of, I mean, that kind of leads me to believe this economy is built on an artificial life.
Well, there are artificial elements that go back to the command and control situation that was generated because of coronavirus. And so that is an economy that was sort of put together with bandages and sutures and so forth. I don't want to dwell on that Frankenstein analogy in any way at all, other than to say we do have an economy getting up on its legs, but one of the legs doesn't work quite as well as the other, yet we are making unusual progress. But as we stumble forward, we are gaining new ground with a new economy. And Mike, going back to South Carolina, you touched on it at the very beginning, South Carolina's economy is doing better than the nation. We have a lower unemployment rate. But I think more important, when you look at the data on the workforce, we have a rapidly growing number of people coming into the workforce in South Carolina looking for jobs, and we have a good number being added to employment. But there are more folks coming our way. They're voting with their feet, so it feels good.
Okay, I do feel a little bit better now.
Okay.
All right, Bruce, as always, thank you so much for your time. We look forward to checking in with you again.
All right, good talking to you.
Bruce Yandel is Dean Emeritus at the College of Business and Behavioral Science and Alumni Professor of Economics Emeritus, both at Clemson University. He's also the Distinguished Professor of Economics at George Mason University's Mercatus Center, which publishes his Economic Situation Report. And we will have a link to that report posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org. Just go to On Demand Listening, and there you will also find links to subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.